Teresa Pisticini, engineering manager at the UC Davis Western Cooling Efficiency Center.
So, Teresa, I just wanted to start with some real basics about heat pumps. So baseline, what I think I understand is that heat pumps take heat that is already existing in the environment and they pump it inside or outside, depending on whether you want heating or cooling in your house. How does this process work and why is it more environmentally friendly or energy efficient than, you know, traditional oil and gas utilities?
Okay, I'll give you all the details. Okay, so heat naturally just moves from things that are warm to things that are cold. Heat just moves in that direction, right? Like we don't have to put in any energy. That just happens. So let's talk about heating. Basically, we have a coil outside and there's refrigerant in that coil moving through that coil. And we're going to make it colder than outdoors using the heat pump. So if it's 30 degrees Fahrenheit outside, maybe that coil is 20 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's going to take in heat, right? And so now we're going to take that cold refrigerant and we're going to compress it with a compressor. What that does is it makes the refrigerant really hot. And then we're going to pump that hot refrigerant through our coil that's inside. And so our air inside is colder than that coil. So it's going to take the heat and put it inside. And then it goes back through the coil outside. So you just basically have this refrigerant running around in a loop and it's getting cold and it's getting hot. It's getting cold and it's getting hot and it's transferring that heat. And so that process is more than 100% efficient because you're not burning fuel. You're just putting in energy to move heat. And so in that process, you know, a heat pump can, you can move, say, 2 to 4 times the amount of heat that you put in energy-wise. And so your efficiency can be like 200 to 400%. Similar to an air conditioner. And your efficiency goes down when the temperature between inside and outside gets bigger because you have to do more work to move that heat.
Okay. I think I understand that. So if it's really cold outside, you have to have a coil that's like really, really, really cold.
Correct. Then you take that heat and you move it inside, but you compress your refrigerant. That makes it really hot. And then you throw that heat inside and then you drop the pressure of the refrigerant to do it all over again. You basically raise the pressure and then drop the pressure of the refrigerant over and over and over. And that serves as this pumping cycle to move that heat.
So what actually powers the heat pump? So like, how would your energy bill be affected?
Yeah, so you're going to use electricity to run that compressor just like you would for air conditioning, right? Except now you're just running the air conditioner backwards, essentially, with a heat pump. Whether how that's going to compare to what you paid for gas heating, it's really going to vary about where you are in the country and sort of the difference in your electricity and gas pricing. And I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, like the Inflation Reduction Act is trying to reduce the first cost of heat pumps, right? So that hopefully that if we can lower the first cost, increase operational costs are a little bit easier to handle.
So in 2022, Colorado passed a first of its kind law that requires gas utility companies like Xcel Energy to cut climate warming emissions 22% below 2015 levels. And Xcel has to do this by 2030. So with this new law, many environmental groups are saying, great, Xcel, to cut your emissions, what you need to do is ditch your oil and gas powered utilities and really start transitioning to heat pumps, which are electrified utilities. Xcel, which many point out, generated $2 billion in profit from Colorado's oil and gas powered utilities just last year, says, no, heat pumps won't work. And they won't work because they are not efficient in cold climates like Colorado. They point to a study that they conducted, which they have not released for peer review, but according to them, says that heat pumps are not efficient in cold climates because they can't pull enough heat from the air. I'm curious, do you know about the study or about the validity of this finding?
So it's true that heat pumps are going to be more cost effective and easier to install in climates that are more mild, right? Like Boulder, Colorado is going to be one of the toughest nuts to crack. Like there's no doubt about it. The farther north we go, like the more difficult it is. The details of how you do that sort of affects how much electricity you're going to need and whether or not you might need panel upgrades and whether or not you're going to have to upgrade like your entire electricity infrastructure to handle all these heat pumps. And so I think one of the most interesting things is that I think in DOE, the Department of Energy is running a high efficiency heat pump challenge to manufacturers. They call it the cold climate heat pump challenge. So I think with time, we're going to see more and more technologies that are more applicable to colder climate. But this is where the world is moving, right? And so I think the faster we accept that, the better, right? And then we come up with solutions.
So given concerns about the technology, which are disputed by experts, but given that and a potential for your monthly bill to actually increase if you install a heat pump, at least for this short term, who's the potential customer for heat pump? Who should be really considering getting a heat pump?
The reason you want to install a heat pump is because you're concerned about climate change, you're concerned about global warming impacts, and you're also making a decision for 20 years. And it's not unreasonable, you know, given the way things are going, I think a very large percentage of the population is going to start to electrify their homes, is going to, in the next decade, shut off their natural gas service, right? And then you can imagine like what might happen to the cost of natural gas over time, because as more and more that maintaining the natural gas distribution infrastructure is expensive. And the cost of paying for that infrastructure is borne by the ratepayers who use natural gas. So the more and more people who start to exit the natural gas system, their remaining costs are going to be borne by the remaining customers. So natural gas may be cheaper today in a lot of places, but the question is like, will it be cheaper for the next 20 years? And I would lean no, right? So, you know, where the economics lie is it's very difficult to predict.
Well, is there anything else that you want to add that I didn't ask you about?
In terms of consumers thinking about buying a heat pump, most people don't go shopping for a new heating and cooling system until theirs fails. And that's a really bad time to have to make a hard decision. And particularly like if you're without heating or cooling, and you just can't live that way for very long comfortably. And so doing this, if your system is 15 years old or 20 years old, doing this shopping like during spring and fall when it's mild outside, you'll get better pricing from contractors and you'll have more time to maybe like order something that'll work for your needs and do more planning. So I would encourage people to plan ahead here. Sort of similar to like when you're car shopping, right? Like the worst time to show up at a car dealer is like when your car just died, right? Like that's not when you negotiate a good deal.
That sounds like sound advice. Teresa, thank you so much for talking with me.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
That was Teresa Pistacchini, the engineering manager at UC Davis Western Cooling Efficiency Center. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.